Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello, everyone.
Sorry.
That lovely warm hum is the sound of Matt Dyson's mouth.
Yes, it is. Sorry, yeah. Always making noises.
You are, but they're lovely noises.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you think that. I'm not sure the podcast listener would always agree.
I think you've got a good voice. I think you've got there's a warmth that comes through your mouth.
Yeah.
What, are you brushing crumbs off yourself?
No, I sometimes find I've got, like, hairs from my chest on my jumper. Yeah. Sometimes they poke through jumpers, you know. Have you ever had that?
Well, I've had it if I wear a particular type of shirt, the chest hair will poke through.
Yeah, but when it pokes through the fibre...
Well, if it's coming through a jumper, how thick are your chest hairs?
Yeah, yeah, they're not that thick. They're fairly average diameter, I think.
But also, okay, so how thin are your jumpers?
Yeah, maybe that's it. This is an old, tatty old jumper, so maybe I need to get a thicker one. I need to layer up.
Body stockings that you wear when you go out.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those, I keep seeing them advertised, those pants that...
Spanx.
It's like Spanx. Spanx for men are big these days.
Oh, the bamboo ones that get rid of the sweat.
Yeah, well, and they go over your gut as well.
So do they?
Suck it all in.
Like a girdle for boys.
Yes. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Boys and girdles.
Maybe it's boys and giddles.
Well, we talk a bit of food on this podcast, as always.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of football.
Yeah, we talk some drink as well, and then we talk skiving off school.
We've got some very special guests on the show, and I don't think we talk about Dyson's body hair at all, so that's all you get of it.
Yes, that's just an exclusive tidbit for the podcast listener.
I mean, literally a tidbit. I think it grows. No, anyway, let's not.
They're moobs.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
A slew of 3 o'clock kickoffs, and here to guide us through them is Matt Dyson.
Yes, football is the gift that keeps on giving, much like Matt Hancock's leaked WhatsApp messages, only generally with fewer own goals and gaffes. With his beloved Newcastle United currently in action, he's probably watching right now in his signed shirt that he auctioned off for charity a few years ago and then was gifted back in some murky exchange. But don't forget, he just bloody loves footy. He's such a big fan of those blummin' magpies. Wahey the lads and that. Just a normal stotty-loving Newcastle Brown drinking bloke. He's football crazy, loves the footy. No NDAs signed on this show, by the way. We're contractually obliged to disclose every goal in the Premier League as it goes in, and there should be quite a few this afternoon in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. 5 points clear at the top of the table. Arsenal are at home to relegation threatened Bournemouth, and the Gunners are going to Thomas party like it's 1999. Their midfield prince is back from injury after 3 weeks out. It's all going Potter for Graham's blunt blue man group at the moment, with Thiago Silva injuring his knee ligaments this week, adding to Chelsea's chagrin. They face Leeds United, having only scored 4 times in 11 matches this year so far. After being knocked out of the FA Cup by Championship side Sheffield United this week, Spurs are away at Wolves, having signed a partnership with Formula One to build a karting track underneath their stadium this week. They could do with some Mario Kart style red shells or a Richarlison-shaped bullet bill to cut through the bus parked at Molineux. Unai Emery, very much the lovable Yoshi of the Premier League, takes the Rainbow Road to Villa Park once again, where his side take on Crystal Palace, and Wario, a.k.a. David Moyes, heads to Koopa Troopa Beach to play Brighton. The Bowser of the Premier League is obviously Sean Dyche, but Everton don't play until tomorrow at the impenetrable castle that is the City Ground. So it's-a-me, Matteo, with old Luigi Ford over there and his air horn at the ready, and young Toad, producer Liam, protector of the Mushroom Kingdom. So, let's go with this powered-up Mario Kart-inspired edition of Rock and Roll Football. That's just so nice.
Dyson!
Sorry to any Italian listeners. That was Mario I was doing an impression of, obviously.
I wasn't sure it was Mario or the Dolmio advert. Both had a similar approach to the Italian language.
Yes.
About 5 minutes left at the Etihad, and City on the brink of getting a third.
Yes, very, very nice little chance. Just missed there. I think it was Grealish passing out wide. I think it was Foden who had a shot. Nice save from the Newcastle keeper, Nick Pope.
I think you could start a new genre, actually. Slightly unsure football commentary. I think it was Grealish giving it to us. I think it was
Foden. Because it's so blurred, I'll tell you. The quality of the image the in-screen studio.
It is terrible.
You can't see the names on the back, so I have to sort of squint your eyes and hope for the best. And I think I got every player's right there, didn't I?
I think you did, yes. Yeah. I think it's 2-0. It'd be quite nice. Slightly unsure football commentary.
Yeah, the aspect ratio's slightly out, but I'm pretty sure.
I went to a football match last week.
Did you?
I went to Spurs-Chelsea.
Did you?
On Sunday.
Ooh.
What a stadium. Spurs.
Yes.
I've been
a
couple of
times. Did you see where they're going to build the go-kart track? Did you go?
Do you know what? That news had not been released.
Ah, yes.
So I guess I've been there.
Did you go to the cheese bar?
I did not go to the cheese bar.
Does that even exist?
But best sausage roll I've ever had. £4.
It cost a bit, didn't it?
£4, all sausage.
All right, actually.
I mean, it's a thick tube of meat.
All sausage.
Oh, man. You know, food at football grounds, on the whole, when you get a sausage roll, it's a deflating pastry shell with a very thin...
You get the feeling it's been there for a long time.
Yes, and there's not much meat in there. This is, like, meaty heft.
Very little pastry.
Very little pastry and just dense with meat. For £4, it was great value.
Wow.
Beer that fills up from the bottom.
Yeah, that's good. I've seen
that. That was good fun.
Nice, yeah.
Skip's goal. Ooh.
Oh, yes.
See that cracker?
You're talking about Skips from it. I thought it's old Skips. Oh, yeah. That's great. That's so glamorous. Wow.
Oh.
Cocktail flavoured crisps.
I've not had Skips for ages,
yeah,
have you?
So good. Yeah, I have. I go back to them like every now and again. And I love
what,
them.
The same packet?
No.
Like a lit file.
I just like to revisit Skips because you can forget how good they are, can't you?
Well, yes, you can. I mean, so how often are you
it's
having
it? It's funny
them?
To think that they're the prawn cracker. They're based on the prawn cracker that you'd get from a Chinese takeaway, aren't they?
I guess
and
they
yet
are.
They taste quite dramatically different.
Sweeter.
Like, sweeter, certainly.
Melt faster.
More powder on them. They don't have powder on them in the Chinese takeaway, do they?
No, that's right.
But, yeah, but still pretty good.
Well, you're listening to Rock and Roll Football. I did try and talk football at
Sorry,
the start.
Yeah. Back to the Spurs ground. So man. you have a nice seat. Yeah?
Oh, so, well, just up in the gods. Just,
oh, was it? Yeah.
Oh, man. Man, you've got to go, Dyson.
I do want to go. I want to go and climb up near the cockerel on the roof. I want to go and climb
I would
up
never
there.
Dare do that.
Oh,
you're not scared of heights?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's fine. You've never...
I think if you're a little bit scared of heights, going to the top of
you
a football
like
stadium...
You have a rope on them, it's all safe and above board, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't just have to, like... free climb it.
But it'd be great to just climb around on the roof of a football stadium.
I think it would be terrifying.
Well...
If you've done it, let us know. But no. I would not do it.
Yes. But what did you do? What was your big
I sat there,
game?
The goal.
Yes.
And then we saw Kane score.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
but
the
Chelsea fans are giving Kane a bit of abuse.
Oh, really?
They sang, "You Let Your Country Down."
Oh, no.
That's harsh, isn't it?
Oh, it's a bit very harsh. Yeah, unnecessary.
I feel slightly defensive of Harry Kane.
Oh, yeah, you love him like a son, don't you?
I do. Well, you know, now that I'm older than most footballers...
Did you start shouting back at the Chelsea fans, "Leave my Harry alone!"
No, he ain't worth it!
In the Championship, it stayed 1-0 to Blackburn against Sheffield United. Big win for Blackburn, and Cardiff beat Bristol City 2-0.
And who scored for Blackburn? Pickering!
Pickering, was it? Not Ronnie.
Ronnie Pickering!
Not Ronnie Pickering.
Ronnie Pickering.
Harry Pickering, yes.
Harry Pickering!
Lovely. I'm Harry Pickering.
One of the things I was going to say is that Spurs, you may know that beer fills up from the bottom.
Yeah, I'm yet to use that. I feel like I've missed out on this whole concept, the filling up from the bottom pint glass. I love it.
Well... Newsflash. They've changed the technology.
Wow.
So the first time I went a couple of years ago, it was a valve that came up through the bottom of the glass in a hole with a magnet on top, and then when you lifted the glass, the magnet would get pulled up with it. So in the bottom of the pint glass was a hole with a magnet.
Yeah.
If you push the magnet up, your pint would fall out of the bottom.
Right, okay. Yes, yeah.
Now... a spike goes up a hole in the bottom, and it's like a... You know the top of a Lucozade sports bottle where you have to squeeze it to get the liquid to penetrate?
Like a teat.
Or something else. Yeah. And it's like that, but on the bottom.
Ah, right, wow.
So there's like a little rubber hole.
And you do it yourself. You go... Because I just saw a video of your father-in-law doing it. It's amazing.
Well, you can pick it up. They place it on. For social media, they allow you to remove it so you can have your Excalibur moment removing the pint.
You can make a boomerang out of it, can't you?
Like something like that.
The ground.
Sure. I'm not sure my father-in-law is on Instagram, but there we go.
He was impressed, though. I saw his face. He was very impressed.
How could you not be?
It's amazing.
It fills up from the bottom. You know, it's amazing. It's still lager in a plastic glass, but the fact that it fills up from the bottom...
Yeah, it seems groundbreaking, doesn't it?
And technology's
already moving on. I've missed out on the whole magnet era. That passed me by. Now we're on the teat era. I still haven't got involved.
Magnet, teat, what comes next?
What next?
Well,
because it wouldn't work with like bitter or Guinness or anything, would it? Because you wouldn't want that filling up from the bottom because it wouldn't settle in the correct manner. It only works with lager, right?
Is that right? I don't know. Bitter would be easier, wouldn't it? Because it's flat.
I don't think you wouldn't want Guinness. You've got to let the Guinness settle after the first pour, and then you want it to come from above, don't you? Although I've had that ones where you get it in a can, and you know it has this that makes it
velvetized or whatever it is.
Electrifies it. And yeah. But so maybe they'll have them in stadiums soon.
I love how this is started off as a chat about how amazing technology is, and then you really became quite a dad with it. I'm like, you couldn't do that with Guinness, could you? Couldn't do that with lager. Actually, I'm against it. It's too modern for me. I bet it doesn't taste
such
nice.
A camera bore. Become,
are you a member of the campaign for real ale?
No, I'm not.
Do you know what? I've always wanted to join.
You should join, mate. Nothing's stopping you.
But what? The problem is, I wouldn't be able to give my time to it. I would want to be an active campaigning
you'd
member.
Go to meetings. Yeah.
Well, talk about the head-on pints.
The first ever AGM, of course, was in Nuneaton back many years
ago. Oh, yes, it was, Dyson!
We are following again today, let's not forget.
Dyson, take us to Nuneaton.
Oh, come to the borough of Nuneaton once again. Today we travel to Rushall Olympic, which is, of course, a suburb of Walsall.
Of course.
West Midlands. A big game, this, in the... What's the league called?
Isthmian.
Not Isthmian, it's the non... The Southern... Southern football.
Beezer Homes.
Yeah. Because Rushall Olympic are up there in the table, they're quite close to Nuneaton, who are currently third, Rushall are fifth, so it's quite a tough game, tough away day this for Rushall Olympic, who producer Liam has played against himself, it turns out.
So Liam, you've genuinely played against Rushall Olympic?
Yeah, we're not the first team, like the youth team.
But that's so give us a bit of insight into Rushall. How do you think they'll set up today?
probably operating like a diamond. That's what they did against me.
Really?
Didn't work.
Right.
They
man-marked you out of the game, didn't they?
No, I was centre-half, I just swept it up at the back.
Yeah. Oh, Matt, I bet you're really good at football, aren't you?
Quality.
I bet it is quite handy.
Give it up, though, for this show. So.
Really?
Oh, man, what sacrifices
what
made.
What could have been?
Most footballers... You've gone into punditry early.
Yeah.
It tends to be like in their 40s they'll make the transition.
Rare. Yeah, it's like you've had a serious injury and had to retire early, but you've just chosen to do it.
The love of this show.
Cheers, Lee. It means a lot, man. So, and what is Rushall like as a place?
I didn't really go exploring. I just played a game.
I don't think you've gone for a hike, but
the roads were nice.
Yes. Yeah. Northern suburb of Walsall. Walsall slightly. You see that from the M6, don't you? As you drive through Walsall, don't you, I think?
I don't know.
M6? I'm looking at you. Well,
how fun am I on the M6? Very rarely is the answer. I wouldn't expect you to know the answer to that. But...
No, yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. I've got facts, though, about Nuneaton. Okay. On them. Get this. Amy Morris has been in touch. She's from Nuneaton. She now lives in Cornwall. Her lovely mate Jamie Capes is physio for the borough.
That's a great name.
For Nuneaton Borough. Her sister's job was for Peter Savage, who makes the manhole covers, as we heard about not long ago on the show. Nuneaton is on the manhole
covers. Peter Savage and Jamie Capes.
Yes, yeah. Is this all right? And her sister worked at Griff House Hotel, which was the former farmhouse where author George Eliot lived. Everything comes back to George Eliot. Basically, when you look into Nuneaton, and they grew up very close to Larry Grayson.
That is cool.
Shut that door. Yeah, exactly. Etc. etc. And one other fact that's come in: Alex Ferguson's first game as a football manager was against Nuneaton Borough.
Oh wow, that's really good.
Amazing, eh?
Well done. Actually, that's one of the better ones we've had.
There's some takeaway information there. Please feel free to use it in your next Nuneaton chat.
If we do get Nuneaton again next week. You mentioned takeaway. I would love to know. Maybe go on TripAdvisor and find out what the best takeaways in Nuneaton are.
Great idea, yes.
I don't want to tell you how to do
Let's
your job.
Let's have a deep dive into the fast food offerings of this lovely town.
Let's do it.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
In life, you may well have been to watch a football match, but did you ever go and watch footballers train?
No, I don't think I ever did. I don't think I ever went to the training ground. No, I wasn't that obsessed.
I did.
Yeah, yes.
Half term, I used to waddle down there and watch my heroes train.
Yes.
Met many of them over the years.
Wow.
Colin Moore, Piers, Clark, yeah, Van Hooydonk.
Yeah. Amazing.
And this week, a group of school kids in Germany bunked off school to go and watch Jude Bellingham train.
Yes, yes.
Which is different, because then they're missing school.
Yeah, which, and he didn't, he did say, he said, you shouldn't really bunk off school, but you can for one day. I'll let you off for one day.
So well, then he's immediately rescinded his own advice, isn't he?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing this, but it's okay just today.
It's not great advice, is it? But yeah, Jude Bellingham, he's a big deal, you know, he's a big deal. He's getting his own bridge, isn't he, in Birmingham? The Jude Bellingham Bridge over HS2.
They're going to call it Jude Bellingham Bridge. Is that right?
Yeah, a teenage footballer's already got a bridge named after him. Is they going to, well, yeah, it's a legend amongst Birmingham City fans. But I mean,
well, and England fans.
There are calls for there to be a Jack Grealish underpass as well for Aston Villa fans, which I think is right. If you're going to have a Bellingham Bridge, you've got to have a Grealish something. Something for Grealish, sure.
I think that's right. But would you? Did you ever bunk off school?
Did I ever bunk off? Wow, am I allowed to admit to it? Yeah,
I think so.
I
yeah,
get tracked down by the authorities. I think I did one afternoon. I was so scared of doing it that.
Where did you go?
It was quite. We went to the chippy. We went to a chip shop. We went to a park, and that was about it.
What did you get from the chippy?
I mean, I can't remember the exact order, but I reckon there was probably what were those potato fritters?
Yes.
Fritters, which I haven't had for years.
No.
I don't see them anymore.
Just battered...
Yeah, it's just like a slice of potato. Slice of potato in batter. So I would have had a couple of fritters, because they were well cheap, so used for about 15p. So you'd get them, smother them in vinegar and salt, then went to like Thackeray's Lane Park and sat on a bench for a while, and then just got quite bored and went
mundane,
back to school.
Isn't it?
Went back to school, yeah. I mean, and I was so scared the whole time that I thought, it's overrated, that bunking off, really.
Wow.
But you bunked off to go and watch footballers train.
No, I never bunked off to watch them train. I only went in half term. We once bunked off en masse, basically on the last day of school for our GCSEs.
You just walked out.
The whole year.
But
does it decided.
Isn't everyone allowed to go out?
No. It was like, it was. We had barbecues. I'll tell you about it in a bit. This is too big a story. Oh, yeah.
It's too big a story.
Oh, it involves pineapple juice,
yeah.
Marker pens, barbecues.
I think I remember. Was it by the side of the Trent?
On the banks of the River Trent. So, just to be clear, it was like the last day of term, and then you go into the exam period.
Yes.
So everyone was like, well, that afternoon, nothing's happening anyway.
When you sign everyone's shirt? And
yes.
Yeah,
ties around
uniform.
Your head.
Yeah.
And then, you know, silly drawings on the back of shirts.
Yes,
of
course,
body
yeah.
parts.
Yeah.
And oddly sort of emotional interactions with people that you've never spoken to the rest of the year. You're like, what? You haven't spoken to me for seven years.
Oh,
and that,
no, but I've always liked you.
Yeah. Oh, really? And then, so there was just this agreement. We'll all bring in what they call disposable barbecues. Loads of people did it. Everyone just was in a coalition.
And you all bunked off en masse, went down to the side of the River Thames and had barbecues.
Well, Trent, not Thames. Yeah, we came down to London. We all got on the East Midlands main line. And people brought in burgers and sausages. We had a massive barbecue. Someone poured pineapple juice over the deputy, and that was the point we go, OK, this has now escalated.
Oh, wow.
Then they got us back in. They had like a big assembly to like calm the school down, and someone kept setting the fire alarm off.
Wow.
It was like, and it
what
was just
a
like,
naughty year.
It was such a naughty year. Like discipline had gone.
Wow,
it was great.
Bet they were glad when that consort left, weren't they?
The thing is, yeah, but if everyone's in it, you're like, we can't punish all of us.
Yeah, so
and it's the last day of term anyway.
In numbers.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Can't take us down.
But I mean, it was fairly genteel.
Mm. Well, I don't know. Pineapple on the head teacher sounds.
Deputy, you want to get this? I don't want any retrospective
sounds
punishment.
That's like a proper suspension level offence, that is, isn't it?
I shot the sheriff by bold pineapple juice over the deputy, which actually is a great guitar.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Someone here says, the first time I ever bunked off school was a Friday. I did exactly the same as Dyson. Chippy, then the park.
Yeah, yes.
I was bored, senseless. Then it just happened to be the one time my mum decided to pick me up from school, which never happens. It was the first time and I got caught out. On top of that, the registration wasn't taken properly all week, so they accused me of bunking off all week, says Aaron.
Oh.
Whoa!
How embarrassing for Aaron's mother. turning up at school, not knowing where he is.
The shame of it.
Shame.
Aaron, I bet he still cringes now when he thinks about it.
Yeah, I bet he was grounded as well.
What is the matter with you, Aaron? You know, if you're a parent, I mean, you are a parent. If you found out one of your kids was bunking off school...
I'd be mildly impressed, but then I'd have to act angry.
Can I just say, first things first, well done.
Yeah, well done. Did you manage to get a tropical fish?
Yeah. Did you get to the pub? Yeah. Did they serve you? Amazing.
Oh, yeah, well done.
And then what would you say?
And then I'd say, right, we're going to have to be grounded for this, aren't you?
How long for?
I haven't grounded them at all, but probably a week.
Okay. You know,
probably a week's grounding will do. I think they don't have detentions at my kids' school. They have reflections. So they probably, that's what they call them now.
I mean, I don't want to go all LBC. Detentions have gone woke. You can't even say detention
you're
anymore.
You're going to have a 2-week reflection, so they have to go and reflect at lunchtime.
I mean, I guess it's quite nice.
I think it is. It's like, go and reflect on what you've done.
Because detention sounds very penal, doesn't it? Detention centre.
Yeah, in a way, it's almost like you're meditating on something for a while.
What are we going to do now? Send them all to reflection centres to figure out how their chakras can be aligned. Someone's got in touch about the potato fritter.
Ah, yeah, a lot of people saying this.
Well,
scallops. Escalops. Potato escalops.
Potato escalop, please.
Who's going to ask for that in a chippy?
Yes, can I have that with a red wine jus?
Yes, can I have a potato red escalope, please? Unbelievable. Yes. Potato fritter. It's in batter.
Yes, and can I have that with some shallow fried potato... Yes, chips, I believe you call them.
Yes. Triple fried, please. Yes. Triple fried.
And can I have them in artisanal recycled paper? Newspaper, yes. That's fine. Yes. Oh, that's lovely. Sorry, I've just got to recharge my vape.
You're having to go at all vapors now.
Well, when I think hipster, I think sort of Nordic beard, vape, jeans turned up.
Turned
boots.
Up. Yeah, big boots.
Big boots.
Small beanie. Big boots, small beanie.
Plumes of vape smoke. If you open your door, in olden times, you'd have thought, Mrs. Goggins is cooking a strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah.
In 2023, you think, oh, the hipsters are in town. And they're vaping, putting unspecific liquids into their lungs. I mean, anyway, I don't want to judge. But someone else says, someone says they're called escalops. Someone says in Birmingham they're called smack. And now in Crewe. Potato fritters have always been called a smack in Crewe.
Can I have a smack?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Someone says, I used to bunk off all the time. I usually sat in Asda Cafe having some toast and a brew.
Oh, I love it. You see, the people in Asda Cafe, they obviously turn a blind eye. They go, they're in school uniform. What are they doing there? Don't matter. We're selling toast and tea.
We can monetise this. We've got a nice little earner on our hands here, Betty. Don't you go blowing the whistle on that. Shifting a load of toast. Like, it'd be Christmas bonus if that little geek coming in here. But it is, when you're bunking off, obviously, when you imagine bunking off, you think, oh, it's so much fun. Everyone's out there having fun. And they're not. Everyone else is at work.
Yeah, it's quite mundane what you witness, isn't it, really? You just witness everyone going about their day-to-day business.
You think, oh, well, there's going to be like loads of parties going on, but there aren't. No. You're sat in the Asda Cafe.
There's just pensioners shopping and you there eating toast.
It does sound quite good, actually, doesn't it? Imagine we start bunking off from this. Where are Dyson and Fordy?
Let's go and bunk off now. Go and hang out in the square.
Shall we?
Yeah.
With some toast.
Go to the Trocadero.
Philip's Leo, no! Joining us live from Stamford Bridge is our reporter at the Chelsea Leeds United game, John Richardson. John, how's the first half been?
Well, the music is awful here, I can't confirm. It's very loud. I don't really like it. I wish I'd turn it down.
And how are Leeds playing?
Well, it's two sides struggling for form.
Yeah.
I would say, with the exception of the chances they should have scored and when they hit the bar and every time they get in behind us, I think we're on top.
We've been talking about bunking off school today, John. Now, I know you're a very well-behaved boy, but did you ever skive off school?
Never once, never, not in my life. No, I actually used to come in, you know, when it was a snow day, I'd go in just in case. Authority to tell me that school was definitely closed. I'm not going to believe the Bay Radio.
Yeah.
to tell me the school is closed.
Did you ever skive off work?
When I was a depressed sales rep who was drinking heavily. You want that story?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, wow.
Is that good for you?
Yeah, sounds great. Where would you go?
I won't go anywhere. I'd stay at home. Stay at home and drink. Sometimes I went to the Victoria pub around the corner where they had a free jukebox.
That is somehow.
My employer is listening. In fact, even if my employer is listening, I hated the job. I was paid a pittance, and yeah. I don't regret any day I didn't go to work.
Someone's had a couple of beers at half time. John, we're all rooting for Leeds today, sort of.
Come on.
Hope you enjoy the second half.
I totally believe you. Thank you very much.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Our special correspondent at Stamford Bridge is not going to be happy.
Yeah, I think his bleak tales that we just heard on the phone from Stamford Bridge has provided a nail in the coffin for Leeds because Chelsea have finally scored. Unbelievable. All those overpaid strikers, the big names they've got, can't score, but Wesley Fofana has scored. A defender has put them 1-0 up against Leeds, and there's a second goal at Brighton as well. Veltman has scored it. They're 2-0 up against West Ham.
Well, here we go. Someone here says, I once bunked off. I felt so guilty an hour in. I went to school, cried and confessed my sins.
That's it. I mean, that, if anything, is the takeaway. If kids are listening to this, that is it. You think it's going to be exciting. You just feel bad. And then you realise you're not going to do it again. I think it's, you know, it's a valuable lesson to learn.
Burdened by guilt for an hour of boredom. It really isn't worth it.
It's not worth it.
I remember I went to a Catholic secondary school and we would do confessions sometimes.
Oh, did you?
And I remember doing confession with the priest. Yeah. I said, oh, you know, forgive me, Father, for our sin. I said, oh, it's Lent and I keep eating sweets. Oh. And he went, is that it? I was like, yeah. I was like, I just feel really bad about it. It's guilt, Father. Had to explain to him why it was a bad thing.
Did you, what did you have to do? What was your penance for that?
Five Hail Marys. I don't think he even bothered. He was like, it's not even worth you praying.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, I don't worry about it.
You'd have a lot worse from all the other teenage boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went straight to the tuck shop. I didn't really. What other stories have we got?
In about 1980, my friends and I were all into punk music. We all went to watch Sham 69, who were doing a matinee gig at the Manchester Apollo. Now, that's worth bunking off for.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's from Ian, who's now a teacher.
The hunter becomes the hunted.
Yes, exactly.
Wow,
yeah, we've
poacher.
Come full circle.
Bunker turned game teacher. in there.
And Tracy from Crich in Derbyshire bunked off to go to Woolerton Park in Nottingham. When I was walking around the back of the big silver... Do you remember that big ape in Woolerton?
Guy the Gorilla?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, huge gorilla. Walking around the back of the gorilla and bumped into my headmaster, who was there with his kids. What?
So they were bunking off
the
school?
The worst... Well, no, I presume, yeah, his kids were younger, but I don't know what the headmaster was
exactly.
doing.
Exactly.
Seems suspicious to me, but yeah, what a person.
And did she
to
get told
into.
Off?
Yeah, she got a report for 6 months.
What a terrible headmaster! What? I mean, at least you've gone to a place of education.
Right, exactly. Unbelievable. Are the wheels falling off Arsenal's title bid? They are now losing 2-0. Marcus Senesi has scored for Bournemouth. Bournemouth 2-0 up at Arsenal.
Wow. I think Arsenal have bunked off school for the... Maybe they'll have to have a reflection period. Is the title race taking another turn?
Right, Arsenal off at your peril. They're back in it. Partey has scored. They're now losing 2-1 at home to Bournemouth, but the comeback is on. Emile Smith-Rowe set him up. He's back in action. Trossard went off injured, I think, early on in the first half.
And a red card.
Yes, Decore has been sent off for Crystal Palace.
At Villa Park. Villa, of course, in one.
Trailing, yes.
If I do write Arsenal off... What peril will I experience?
Well, you will have some serious peril.
Will
because
I?
You'll be like, everyone on social media will be like, oh, you wrote Arsenal off and look at what's happened now.
Peril suggests I'll sort of be dangled over a ravine.
I'm just like using some of those old cliches sometimes.
Peril.
Peril, but there is no peril for Brighton because they have scored another goal. Peril for West Ham, though, yeah. After that. I thought they'd turned the corner after hammering Forest the other week. Mm. But they are 3-0 up now, Brighton. Mitoma has scored, so he's having such a great season. They're beating West Ham 3-0.
Talking of bunking off school, JT from Berlin.
Oh, it started with German kids bunking off to see
Jude
Bellingham.
Oh, we've come full circle,
yeah.
It says in 1984. No, I won't. Me and two schoolmates wagged school, as we called it. He's clearly a Brit abroad.
Yeah.
We did some exploring. And by the way, Berlin's one of the greatest cities on earth.
If you were going to bunk off in Berlin, you'd say fair enough, yeah.
You would, yeah. Oh, no! Oh, talk about peril!
Peril! There is no peril! No 16-year-old to me had Ben White
no
to score.
No way.
My fantasy
and
team
mine.
As well. Yes, great. He didn't start as well, did he? He didn't start, but he scored. He's come on as a sub and scored an equaliser for Arsenal. 2-2 against Bournemouth.
Wow.
Another morale-boosting comeback for Arsenal.
20 minutes.
Write them off at your peril.
I know, I'm I feel like I'm dangling over the Grand Canyon.
Your peril will be coming, mate.
Wobbly helicopter.
Wow.
So, 20 minutes left there. Can Arsenal get that all-important victory?
Back to Berlin.
JT in Berlin. He said they did some exploring of a closed and abandoned stadium. White City, Trafford, Manchester. Ooh. It used to have stock cars, greyhounds and rugby league played there.
Amazing.
Not at the same time. No. We got into a room with thousands of old ticket stubs.
Ah.
A cigarette was dropped. We left. Later at 6:30 p.m, BBC Look North News West... Look Northwest said one of the headlines was a stadium stand destroyed by fire.
Oh, no.
The people who called the firefighters were the staff in the offices of Greater Manchester Police, which was around 200 yards away. It says it wasn't my cigarette, Governor.
Oh, dear.
Arson.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever committed grand crimes while bunking off school? To borrow the phrase, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, we have, if the police, Greater Manchester Police are listening, we have this guy's mobile number. He's fled the country, though. He's gone to live in Germany now.
Maybe that's why he's abroad.
He's laying low.
What other crimes?
Wow, what a story.
We've really opened a nest of vipers. I mean, talk about peril.
Yes.
We wrote Rassel off and we got immediate peril. Wow.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Okay, let's step into the void, everyone, and see who we can summon this week. A specific request from Gillian in Fife, who wants to hear Sir Paul McCartney's views on Hancock's leaked WhatsApps. Can we get in touch with him?
Oh, Abbey Road, Abbey Road, Abbey Road. I have a
you know, I mean, we never had that. We never had WhatsApp, you know. We didn't even have mobile phones back then. You know, we didn't even have a landline. There was a telephone at the bottom of the garden, bottom of the road. It was outside my grandma's house. And they'd go down there and make a queue up, you know. So back then, it would have been letters that got leaked. Wouldn't have been, you know. I don't even have WhatsApp now, by the way. I don't like the...
Can't get the voice, hold on.
What's going on? It's funny because he always sounds like he's like trying to hold a burp in, doesn't he?
Does he sound like... Have I got it?
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. But I would talk to John about it, you know, but we would never... We didn't have lockdowns, you know, there was no COVID.
No.
You know, growing up in Liverpool, you know, we never had COVID. So bad. Hold on. I used to be able to do it. What's going on?
I don't know what's happened, mate.
Yeah, when I wrote yesterday, we didn't have COVID, we didn't have lockdown. You know, there was no Matt Hancock when I was growing up, you know. I don't know what John would have had. Because, you know, WhatsApp messages getting leaked. Sure, back then, you know, there would have been government ministers, you know. We did have them. We had them. We had governments back then. You know, I remember Harold Wilson, you know, he was prime minister a bit. But the letters would not have been about, you know, oh, I've been snogging people on the balcony or, you know, in the office. It would have been, you know, are we going to war, you know. So I think it's different. I don't like the word WhatsApp.
Oh, don't you? Wow.
It reminds me of that Budweiser, you know, WhatsApp. I can't take it seriously, it's a messaging platform. So I still write letters. And I think maybe if Matt Hancock would have done that, they'd have been, because you wouldn't put that in a letter, would you? You know,
no.
I think it encourages people to write in a way that is informal, and when it gets leaked, it looks bad. But if, you know, if it was formal, you know, you say this to John, you've got an idea, write it down, because you forget it. You know, when I wrote Get Back, you know, if I was on WhatsApp, you know, JoJo was a man.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Thought he was alone or whatever,
yeah,
you know, and that got leaked.
What about the Frog Song lyrics? Would you have sent them on WhatsApp?
No, I you know, in fact, I wouldn't. I don't know why you're insinuating there that somehow it's a scandal. But I'd like to see you write a song.
Well, that's true, actually, yeah.
But I don't like, I think leaks are bad. You know, if you get a leak at home, you call someone sorted, don't you? You know, no one says, oh, you know, my bath's leaking, and that's a good thing. You know? I remember when John, he had a leaky pipe. He said, Paul, I said you should have sorted it yesterday. And then I wrote that. That's what I wrote. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
A goal in our Glory Hunters game.
And it's not good news for Nuneaton Borough. Two goals in 10 minutes, in fact. They're now 3-0 down against Rushall Olympic in Walsall. So it looks like we're going to be supporting another team next week.
Premier League goal.
And it's a bit of an upset. Not good news for Tottenham. Wolves 1-0 up. Adama Traore, with his greased, muscly arms, has scored a goal for Wolverhampton Wanderers.
There was a VAR shout at the Emirates, Dyson.
Yes, that's right. It was a potential handball. I think it was Philip Billing, like he'd handled in the box. VAR said nothing doing.
Nothing doing. Heck of a game in the Championship, by the way, the New Den. Yes. Millwall were 1-0 up.
Yes.
Then they were 3-1 down tonight, and now they've pulled one back.
Yes, and Middlesbrough battering Reading 5-0 in the Championship as well.
Kirsty here has a cautionary tale for all bunkers. Yeah. I bunked off because my friend was expelled for the day. So he went to Asda, stole some cakes, got caught. The police called and took me home. So I got rollicking for skipping school and stealing. Bad times.
Yes. Well, what we're finding is that a lot of the people that play truant are often into petty crimes as well, aren't we? So
it escalates.
Yes, it snowballs from there. So that first step is to skive off school. So just don't do it.
I mean, once you've broken that rule and then you're in a supermarket.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
you're already on a path of crime.
And a lot of people spending time at Asda.
Asda seems to be the place to go.
Yeah, it does.
Have they subliminally targeted the school skivers?
There's something in it. I don't know. Wouldn't like to cast aspersions against the supermarket, but you know.
Wonder what cake she stole.
I hope it was an expensive one. I hope it was like a cream cake.
Cream cakes. If you're gonna do the time, do a decent crime.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do the team, do the cream. Does that work?
No, but I like it.
Okay, cheers, mate. Talking of cream cakes, what will your munch of the day be?
Oh, good link.
Text us on 8-12-15. What food are you going to eat while you watch Match of the Day later? And is it dependent on how your team have done today? If you're a Spurs fan, are you going to treat yourself to a curry to cheer yourselves up? I mean, if you're Arsenal, Bournemouth's sort of in the balance, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Anything can happen there.
Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's munch of the day. Munch of the day. So, Dyson, what are people having while watching Match of the Day tonight?
Quite a few West Ham fans getting in touch saying they're going to drown their sorrows in liquor that they get with their pie and mash, parsley sauce all over their pie this evening after the full-time whistle went to the Amex. They've lost 4-0. At Brighton this afternoon.
They won 4-0 last week, and now they lost 4-0 today.
Something about that scoreline, isn't there? Jim has just been to his local Asda cafe. They've had some whoopsed muffins. He's going to fill his boots on low-priced muffins. Lovely stuff.
Rachel, the West Ham fan, says, I support West Ham, and I'm going to have my best ham to try and cheer myself
good
up.
Idea.
She's got some
good
in the
idea.
Fridge that she got from Sainsbury's during the week. George in Kent says, as a Tottenham fan, what a rubbish week. FA Cup loss. Now, probable loss to Wolves and Champions League likely exit next week. I'll be having pie, chips and gravy and an alcoholic drink or three to drown my sorrows.
Ooh.
That sounds really... Pie, chips and gravy and
sounds
a couple of beers.
Great, that. Yeah, just what the doctor ordered.
Kirsty says, I was the one who used to bunk off school and go to Asda.
Ah, yes.
She's given us more details on the arrest.
About the theft, yeah.
She says, the worst thing was, when I was caught, they played back the CCTV over and over again of me pretending to eat the cake to wind my friend up. We used to get a cake, eat it on the way round. But yes, we got caught. Although my mate got away with a bag of crisps down her trousers, rustling while walking to the cop car. The risks that people take. Steve in South London says fish, chips and curry sauce.
Ooh.
I think he's texting him. Oh, you're not going to make it!
Oh, wow. A They are the kings of the comeback, aren't they? Arsenal have scored. Reece Nelson has come on and scored a winner against Bournemouth. They've come back from 2-0 down and they stay top of the Premier League tonight.
Tell you what, George in Kent, that Spurs fan, who just listed all the things that have gone wrong through. And Arsenal have got a last-minute winner, possibly to clinch the title.
Amazing.
Oh, I think he's going to be eating chips and gravy all night.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, fair play.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, there you go. That was the podcast. Dyson, how is the chest hair?
It's okay. I'm trying to just keep it in. It's all tucked in now, so it's fine.
Lovely. Would you ever shave your body hair?
No, not really into manscaping. I feel like this, it's the process of it growing back is itchy. When it's gone, it's going to be itchy. When it grows back, it's going to be itchy. So I just do the neck when I go to the barbers.
The neck? Just the neck?
Just the neck. I like the barber to use a cutthroat razor on the neck. So
does that not feel, then? An air of jeopardy about that?
What, shaving
just
your neck?
Just one with a blade right near your neck.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. They know what they're doing. They're trained. They know what they're doing.
I know, once, you know, the doorbell goes or a dog comes running in or...
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's worth it for that close shave.
Dear. And how often do you get a shave like that?
On my neck hair, only once every 6 weeks, pretty much, I get a haircut.
Well, that's pretty regular. Yeah.
But it gets to a point where my back hair just sort of connects to my head hair. Yeah. And it's just like one long carpet down my back. Oh,
your back hair connects to your head hair. You just have to keep going down your back because technically it's your neck.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So it'll be like a sort of a cape. Hairy.
Although I imagine getting that done with a cutthroat razor would feel lovely.
It does. It's nice and tickly. Yeah. You can almost nod off.
Well, what a lovely image we've left you with. I hope we haven't made you feel sick. Apologies if we have. Leave us a 5-star written review. Tell your friends. Tell your family. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.